This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 4, How to Meditate, 10 Important Tips by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's up, old folks? I have a great read for you today, but first a word from my sponsor, me. Yep, I'm still sponsoring my own show, so my request today is really, really simple. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show. It'll take maybe 30 seconds of that, and that one click of a button will totally make my day, seriously. And that's it. I'm just going to jump right into the show. Today I'll be reading to you a post from Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Mary's an authorized Zen master, so yeah, she knows what she's talking about. If you're going to get meditation advice from anyone, this would be a great start. I've been meditating off and on for around 10 years, and there was a year at least that I was doing 30 minutes a day every day or more, and I can tell you that it makes a massive difference in your life, or my life. Even 10 days of meditation and not driving a car was a major life experience that was really enlightening, for lack of a better term. Like, it felt like I was really maneuvering a machine as opposed to driving a car after those 10 days, and it felt like I could feel the texture of the road. And I know it sounds crazy, like I'm on drugs, but the point is, meditation can have some cool, profound effects, and it's something that I love, so I wanted to share this blog post with you. So with that, let's start optimizing your life. How to Meditate, 10 Important Tips by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Why meditate? On one level, meditation is a tool. It can help combat stress, fosters physical health, helps with chronic pain, can make you sleep better, feel happier, be more peaceful, as well as be more present. But on a deeper level, meditation is a doorway into the unknown. It can help us get a sense of the mystery of who we are. When you start meditating, you'll notice how unruly the mind is. I remember being quite shocked by this. At first, my mind was all over the place. Profound thoughts about my past or future, jostled with mundane thought clips about what groceries I needed to buy. Sometime afterwards, I would come to and notice that I had spent 15 minutes running a painful memory over and over. It was like sitting in a crazy cinema. So if you're starting out with meditation, please don't beat yourself up about your wild mind. It is a natural condition. In time, you will learn to work kindly with a barrage of thoughts, and you will find some clarity and peacefulness. Here are some simple tips on how to meditate. Number one, posture. Whether you sit on a chair or cross-legged on the floor, make sure that your spine is upright with head up. If you are slumped, your mind will drift. Mind and body are intertwined. If your body is well-balanced, your mind will also be in balance. To straighten up, imagine that your head is touching the sky. Two, eyes. Try and keep your eyes open. Open eyes allow you to be more present. Just lower your eyes and let your gaze be soft. If you close your eyes, you will be more likely to drift away on thoughts and stories. However, it's important to do what is comfortable for you. Some people find closing their eyes much more effective. It's good to experiment and see what feels best for you. 2. Focus. In ordinary consciousness, we are hardly ever present. For example, sometimes we drive the car on autopilot while being preoccupied with thoughts. Suddenly, we arrive at our destination and don't remember anything about the drive. So meditation is a wonderful way of waking up to our life. Otherwise, we miss most of our experiences because we are somewhere else in our mind. Let's take a look at what focus is. In ordinary life, we tend to equate focus with concentration. That's like using the mind like a concentrated beam of light. But in meditation, that kind of mind isn't helpful. It's too sharp and edgy. To focus in meditation means to pay soft attention to whatever you place in the center of awareness. I suggest using the breath as a focus. It's like a natural door that connects inside and outside. Zen Master Tony Packer says, "Attention comes from nowhere, has no cause, it belongs to no one." 3. The breath. Paying attention to the breath is a great way to anchor yourself in the present moment. Notice your breath streaming in and out. There's no need to regulate the breath, just let it be natural. 4. Counting your breath. If you're having difficulties settling, you can try counting the breath, which is an ancient meditation practice. On your out-breath, silently count 1, then 2, and up to 4. Then return to 1. Whenever you notice your thoughts have strayed far away or you find yourself counting 33, simply return to 1. In this way, 1 is like coming home to the present moment. It's good to return without a backward glance. 5. Thoughts. When you notice thoughts, gently let them go by returning your focus to the breath. Don't try to stop thoughts. This will just make you feel agitated. Imagine that they are unwelcome visitors at your door. Acknowledge their presence and politely ask them to leave. Then shine the soft light of your attention on your breath. 6. Emotions. It's difficult to settle into meditation if you are struggling with strong emotions. This is because some emotions tend to breed stories in the mind. Especially anger, shame, and fear create stories that repeat over and over in the mind. Anger and shame make us keep looking at past events. Fear looks at the future with stories that start with, what if? The way to deal with strong emotions in meditation is to focus on the body feelings that accompany the emotion. For example, this could be the tight band of fear around the chest or the hot roiling of anger in the belly. Let go of the stories and refocus on your body. In this way, you are honoring your emotions but not becoming entangled in stories. 7. Silence. Silence is healing. I know that there is a lot of meditation music around, but nothing beats simple silence. Otherwise, the music or sounds on the tape just drown out the chatter in your mind. When we sit in silence, we actually get to experience what our mind is doing. There's steadiness and calmness that come from sitting in silence. In time, outer and inner silence meet and you come to rest in the moment. 8. Length. Start with 10 minutes and only sit longer if you feel the length is too short. Don't force yourself to meditate longer if you're not ready to do that. In time, you might like to extend your meditation to 25 minutes. That's a length that allows you to settle your mind without causing too much stress on your body. Most importantly, shrug off any shoulds. Some people enjoy sitting for an hour at a time. Others find that they can't sit longer than 10 minutes. Do what feels right for you. 9. Place. It's lovely to create a special place to sit. You can even make a shrine or an altar that you can face when you sit in meditation. You might like to place a candle on your altar and objects that mean to you. It's lovely to find objects for your altar as you walk. Maybe you find stones or seashells or flowers that speak to you. 10. Enjoyment. Most of all, it's important to enjoy meditation. You might like to try sitting with a hint of a smile. Be kind to yourself. Start sitting just a little each day. You just listened to the blog post titled How to Meditate, 10 Important Tips by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Fun little tidbit is that there were actually 11, if you noticed I said 2 twice, but that's how it was written, so I just went with it. And I guess technically you could probably put 2 of these into 1, so it's fine, but I really like this post because for me, when I was first starting out, this would have been helpful. And there are a lot of people who meditate in different ways, but I feel like this is exactly what worked for me personally, so it feels like I wrote it myself. And especially things like eyes. I know people meditate with their eyes closed, but when I was taught, it's kind of like you don't put earplugs in your ears. You're not trying to like drown out everything. So it's okay to open your eyes and you're just kind of looking. So, you know, if a mouse ran by you, you kind of want to see that, right? Or if, you know, you're plugging your nose and something was burning, you'd want to know that. So you don't want to eliminate any senses. You just want to be present in the moment with all your senses. But again, like she said, if you like to close your eyes or it just works better for you to get into the habit of meditating and catching yourself thinking while you're focusing on your breath, no worries, do what works for you. But I found this to be very helpful. I've also used breath counting, like she mentions. That's a great one that works for me. If I just can't focus, it helps me focus a lot better. And I agree with the length. I would start, she said 10 minutes. I would even start with 5 if you can't do 10. That's okay. Just keep working at it and you'll eventually get to whatever time you're comfortable with, which could be hours. I've done sessions of, I think it was about 8 hours at one time, and it's very different. You have to kind of mix it up with walking meditation, but hey, you can get there if you follow these things and just stick with it. So I hope you enjoyed that post. It's very practical and a great way to start meditating. Once again, I am my own sponsor of this show, and all I'm asking today is just a quick click of a button. Just hit that subscribe button to continue listening to the show and continuing to optimize your own life. It would mean a lot to me if you would just click that button, and I think you'll find your life will improve with time if you listen to these short episodes every day. So that's it for episode 4. Thank you for joining. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.